Okay, we have a pasuk in yesterday's parsha. Ki l'nachash b'Yaakov l'kesem b'Yisrael. There's no divination in Yaakov. There's no sorcery in Yisrael. So this is a subject that comes up frequently throughout the Torah. Prohibition against practicing sorcery and so on. We'll try to see a little bit about whether it applies to good old, modern day magic shows that are based on illusions, whether there's a halachic problem with that or not. So we have a few psukim here we have to see for our discussion. There are more than this in the Torah. But over here it says, first of all, one who practices divinations, someone who is busy with omens, or a sorcerer. More about what
did you put up the source sheet by chance?
No, I forgot. Sorry. Thank you. Let's put that up. That's helpful. You got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Forgot to do that. The third pasuk is Leisechu al Adam. That's not our discussion today. You shall not practice divination. Interestingly, over here, the art scroll I see translates in the first pasuk Menachesh as reading omens. And here they say Leisechu means you shall not practice divinations. Okay? Leisechu, you shall not, they say, believe in lucky times. Okay, this is, I'm assuming they base this on Rashi's explanations. And the last pasuk is Mechashev Leisechaya. You shall not allow a sorceress to live. So let's see a little bit about what these things are. So we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan. Me'oinen, what's a me'oinen? Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Zehemaver Shiva Bine Zichur Al Ha'ayin. Okay. Exactly how this works, I don't know. But he passes seven kinds of male seed over his eyes. Chachamim say, Zeha'oiches Asainayim, this is someone who is Oiches Asainayim. They translate it over here as one who creates illusions. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Rabbi Akiva says, Zeha Machashim Itim Vishois. This is someone who calculates the times and the hours. Today is a good time to go out, not because of weather or riots or whatnot, but based on superstitious reasoning. The Machiav Halikach Tamar is a propitious day for buying. The Mude Arve Shavias Chitin Yavais. Usually the Erev Shemitah is a good time to buy wheat. Yikure Kitin Yismiyais rice, pulling out bean plants, legumes, they say here, prevents them from becoming spoiled. Okay, so these are different opinions over here in the Gemara as far as what is included in these things. But you have over here Ma'inen, you have an opinion, the Chachamim, that it refers to Achizas Einayim, which they say over here means illusions. We're going to come across this quite a bit, so hold on to that for now. But that's how the Chachamim define Ma'inen. Next Gemara, HaMechashev, what's HaMechashev? Ha'oisa ma'isa, one who performs an act chayiv is liable. V'lo yachiz ha'zainayim, but not one who creates an illusion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva said the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Shnaim loiktin kishuim. You're going to have two people picking cucumbers. Echad loiket potter, echad loiket chayiv. One of them who picks them is potter, and one of them is chayiv. Ha'oisa ma'isa chayiv, one who performs an act is chayiv. One who performs an illusion is potter. Now, this obviously does not mean that you're actually going around your farm picking cucumbers. There's obviously no problem with picking cucumbers from your garden whatsoever. The issue over here is with someone who is picking cucumbers through some sort of sorcery. And the way the Gemara puts it down is you have someone who actually picks the cucumbers. He doesn't act of picking the cucumbers through some sort of sorcery, he is chayiv misa, as a mechashe. And one who is just oichas zainayim is potter. Seemingly it's forbidden, but he is potter. Okay, we're going to again see as we move along what these things, we'll see to some degree a more specific definition of what these things are. Okay, that brings us to the next gemara. You have another gemara in Sanhedrin. Amar Baya, Baya said, Hilchas Kshavim, Hilchas Shabbos. The laws of sorcery are like the laws of Shabbos. Yeshman Beskila, Sunday Marchaib Skila, Yeshman Pater Abel Aser, some of them are Pater but Aser, Yeshman Mudul Chatchila, and some are forbidden Chatchila. Ha'isam Aisam Beskila, one who performs a deed is Chayiv Skila. Oiches Azainayim, one who creates an illusion of doing so, Pater Abel Aser is Pater Abel Aser. Okay, seemingly this means that is one who actually picks a field of cucumbers through sorcery. Then you have one who gives the impression that he picked a field of cucumbers through sorcery, but did not actually do so. And the last one, Mutu Lechatchila, Hidra of Chanina Verevaishia, Komal Ishabzavu Aski Behilchis Yetzira, Umivrilu Iglo Tilsa Achile. Rev Chanina Verevaishia, every Erev Shabbos, they would be involve themselves in the laws of creation, what we know as Sefer Yetzira. And they would create either a third-born calf or a calf that has only reached one-third of its maturity. Either way, this is supposed to be a very great delicacy, and they would eat it for Shabbos. Okay, exactly how one does this, I'm not familiar. If you figure it out, please let me know. Maybe I'll join you. Okay, but those are the Gemaras we need. And so here we have a few different Gemaras about Achiza Seinayim, and that they may be included either in Mechashev and in Me'oinein. So we're going to see as we move along that it's somewhat complicated exactly how one categorizes Achiza Seinayim, which is translated over here as illusions, creating illusions. Either way, it seems like it's a problem. The question is it included in Me'oinein or in Mechashev? So let's get even more confused and see the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvot. Says the Rambam, Uvichlal Azharaz Ugamkin Isr Poyol HaChatumim. Included in this prohibition as well is the prohibition of actions of chatumim. Veloshin chachamim, ma'inin zeoichis asainayim. Ma'inin is one who grabs the eyes, who is creating illusions. Vehu min gadol min atachbula, mechuber elov. This is, by the way, classic language of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. It's a little bit hard to get every word, but we'll try to get the gist of what he's saying. Vehu min gadol min atachbula. And it is a very popular or great type of tachbula of device, mechuber elav kalus hatnua, which is attached to lightness of movement, biyad by hand, ad sheiz damel anoshim, until it seems to people, sheyasa inyonim en amitus lohem, that he is doing things which cannot possibly be true. Kimoish nira, oisom yasu tamid, such as those whom it appears that they always do. Dr. Jacobs, he will appreciate this. Sheyika chevel v'yasum oisoi, Bichnav Bigdoy. He takes a rope and he puts it on the corner of his garment, Lifneha Amma four people, Vyotsiyuhu Nachash, and he pulls out a snake instead. The Yashlich Tabas La Adir, he tosses a ring into the air. Vyachakin Yotsiyum Pi Adam Echam and Lavonov, he pulls it out of the mouth of someone who's standing in front of him. Okay. Umashadaimilahem, Mipula is lucky for you, he doesn't mention pulling red balls out of people's ears. Umashadaimilahem, Mipula is Hachartumim, I mean, for some of Eitzel Hamoin, and other similar actions from these Chartumim, we'll call them magicians, who are well known to the people, Kol Poel Mehem Aser, any sort of this type of action is forbidden. Misha Oichse Ze Yikra Oichse Zainayim, someone who does this is called Oichse Zainayim, who min min Kishuf. This is a type, a category of Kishuf, Umepneiz Ze Loike, and because of this, he gets Malkus. Behuim Ze Gonev Das Abrius, in addition, he is stealing the minds of people because they think it's real. And really, it's not. And the loss that comes from this is very great. Because the picture of things that are which are off limits, meaning they're just out of bounds in terms of the ability of a person to do them, with absolute, they're absolutely beyond the ability of a person to do, by the sichlim, by the simple-minded, v'anoshim, and women, v'aktanim, and children, Rama Oid is very bad. In other words, he basically means people who are gullible, sorry to the feminists out there, v'yavsid sichlam, v'yeshivam, and they will lose their intellect, and their settledness of mind, lehamin hanimna, to believe that things that are impossible are possible, the yosei efshu shehiyah, and they'll think that it's possible, and that's a very bad thing. The Havens then believe this. Before you know it, they'll be walking around with tinfoil caps on their heads. And it's not a good situation to create in society that people believe that this kind of stuff is possible, because then they're going to believe anything, which is not a good thing. Okay? But the Rambam over here includes Achizas Einayim in the prohibition and says that's Chai Malkus. We're not done yet. That's the Rambam say for our mitzvahs. The Rambam in the Arach HaZaka says, Asr lo Einayin, it's forbidden to involve oneself in Einayin. Even though he doesn't actually do anything, rather, he shows them these falsehoods which the simple-minded people think are true and are wisdom. Anyone who doesn't act because of astrological signs, and he times his work or his travels to that time, to those who are busy, you know, gazing at the sky, he times his work for that time. Hareza liking it's Malkus. Like it says, you shall not practice ma'inim. Similarly, one who is involved in achizas einayim umedame b'vnei aroyim she'also ma'isa t'moyim, and it makes it appear before those who are watching that he did some amazing feat. He didn't actually do it. He is included in the loike, and he gets Malkus. So here the Rambam clearly says that Ma'inin includes, seemingly, creating illusions. Okay? Which brings us to the next Rambam. The Rambam over there in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halachat Tzvav, says, HaMechashev Chayv Skila. A Mechashev is Chayv Skila. So whereas a Ma'inin is Chayv Malkus, a Mechashev is Chayv Skila, Behusha also Maisek Shofen. He actually has to do an act of kishuf, avalo ichiz esaynayim, one who merely grabs the eyes, so to speak, he makes it look like he did something, but he didn't actually do anything, like in makas mardus, he gets makas mardus, that's rabbinical malkus. Now, one second, the Rambam just finished saying in Halacha Tes, that one who does achiz esaynayim gets full-fledged malkus. And here he says makas mardus. So we're going to have to deal with that. But let's just keep that in mind, that there seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam from Halacha Tes to Halacha Tes Vav. Okay? He explains, because this lav that's said by Mechashev is included in the pasuk of Lo Yimotze B'chol, lav shenitin la'azharas mises bezin. It's a lav that is given over for azharas mises bezin. They ain't liking the lav, and therefore you cannot actually get malchus on it. Shenemar, like it says, Mechashefa loy tzichaya. So what the Rambam seems to be saying is as follows. The pasuk says, lo yimotze b'chol, it shall not be found among you, and it gives a whole bunch of people, mechashef, ma'inin, you know, and so on, kaisim, kisamim, these shall not be found among you, which should end up being that he's chayav malchus. Okay? But the Rambam says a very strange thing. He says, one who's oichel esaynayim, he says, does not get regular malchus, he gets malchus mardus. Why? Why don't you get regular Malkus? Because a Mechashev is included in the, because even though a Mechashev is included in the pasuk of Lo Yimotzei B'chol, which would be a lav that would be Chayev Malkus, however, we have a rule that it's a lav Shenitin Lazharas Mises Bezdin, because elsewhere the Torah says that a Mechashev or a Mechashefa is Chayev Misa, so if it's Chayev Misa, you cannot give them Malkus for transgressing that lav in the event that you cannot be Mechayev the Misa. Now, this Rambam is extremely strange because the Rambam, L'chayro, it starts off saying that the Mechashev is Chayev Skila. Then he says, Oichel Zainayim, okay, gets Makis Mardus. Why doesn't Oichel Zainayim get regular Malkus? Because the Mechashev is included in Lav, Shenitin, Lanzaros, Mises, Bezdin. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying that one who is Oichel Zainayim is really included in Mechashev. Okay? But one who goes ahead and is Oichel Zainayim does not get Malkus because it's a lav shenitin la'azharas mises bezdin. So the Rambam, besides being Saisur, what he said in Halacha Tes, that one who's involved in Achizas Zainayim gets Malkus, okay, which he said over here very clearly, v'chein Oichel Zainayim is ma'inin and is like it. Over here he seems to include it, number one, in Mechashev, not meoining. Number two, he says you can't get regular malchus for it because it's a lav shenita la'asaras, means it's bezdin. Aha. So why doesn't he just say that such a person gets skila? He doesn't say that. He just says you only get malchus mardis, which is rabbinical malchus. So what he should say is you're chayiv skila. Consequently, he can't get malchus. But he doesn't say oichizah seinayim get skila. He says a machashef who does a maisa gets skila. Oichizah seinayim. Seemingly, the contradistinction is oichizah seinayim is not doing a maisa, so really should get malchus. But he can't get malchus because it's included in machashef, and machashef is elav shenitin lazaris mises bezdin. So it's a little bit confusing, and certainly it's a lot confusing and contradictory. And we're going to see there's a lot of discussion around these Rambams, how to understand them. So we start with Agos Maimonis. Agos Maimonis says like this: the Hadid Nan Perik Arba Mises Ha'oichidus Einayim Potter. It says that one who's Oichidus Einayim is Potter. This is going back over here on the Rambam, who says that one who's Oichidus Einayim gets Malkis because of Ma'inim. The Gemara says Oichidus Einayim is Potter. Hainu Potter Mimisas Mechashik. That means potter from death as a mechashev, because he's not doing anything. But he gets malchus. According to my number, who says that a lav she'ein b'maisa gets malchus. Inami potter legamri, or he's totally potter. Like the one who says you don't get malchus for a lav she'ein b'maisa. So here we have a Agos Maimonis who's saying as follows: really, oichidus einayim is included in mechashev. Okay, he makes no mention of the fact that the Rambam says it's included in Ma'inim. Okay, but in any event, the Agos Maimonis says that when the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Oichidus Einayim is Potter, means Potter from Misa, but he is Chayev Malkus. Okay, and if that's according to the Manda Omar, who says, Alav Shem Maisa is Loike. Can't get Misa because he didn't do a Maisa. But you can get Malkus if you hold Alav Shem Maisa gets Malkus. Now, what we still haven't figured out is what does that mean? He hasn't done a Maisa. He's Oichidus Einayim, he's creating an illusion. So he did do something. You generally have to do some sort of action to create an illusion. Whatever you are doing, you create the illusion through an action. So why is he saying there's no action? So again, this just kind of adds to the confusion surrounding the Rambams. In case you're not sufficiently confused, do not worry, we have more for you. Because we have a smag. The smag, Sefer Mitzvot HaGadol, says like this. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, Shalei Lo'inen, Shenemar Lo'isoinenu, Tanya B'teres Koyanim, Lo'isoinenu, Elu, Oichzeinayim. These shall not be Mo'inen, these are those who create illusions. V'hod Omar Berak Dalamises, Oichzeinayim Potter, that one who's Oichzeinayim is Potter, Zehu Potter Mimisas Bezdin, Shel Mechashev, V'neshein Oisem Maisa. V'af Min HaMalkis Potter, L'divri Oimer, Lav Shem Maisa, Ein Lo'iken Olof. So this echoes very much the sentiments of the Agos Maimonis we just saw, that you're not chayiv misa because he didn't do. I'm sorry that there's no chayiv misa because there's no maisa. Again, he seems to put it in the category here of mechashev, not moinen, and he says you're part of a malchus because the lav shem maisa. But perik dal misas mefarish Rabbi Akiva leisoinenu leisin oines kimoy it's tagninim. Are those who calculate the best times for things like
The maisa that's being done, that's ochet zeinayim, is not necessarily a maisa that's usher. You're doing something normal for which there is no lav, there is no isser, there isn't anything. But the people who are looking at it think it's something else.
Right.
Now, you don't tell them it's something else. You don't say, I'm going to change this rope into a snake. And what you're doing, even if you had a snake up there and a rope up there, neither of these are mices for which you would be high of anything. You're doing normal things. That's what it says, ain't bo mice. You're not doing a mice that's usher.
Oh, okay.
You're so doing a normal mice.
Okay, so you're making a fair point. You're saying that when we talk about mice, we mean an act of actual sorcery. And you're saying you're not actually doing an act of sorcery. You're just making it appear that way, but all you did was a natural action. Okay, fair enough.
Do we actually believe that there is such a thing as true sorcery?
That's a good question. The Rambam is generally quoted as saying no. And that, you know, that seems to be what the Rambam says. There are some who want to redefine the Rambam, but the simple reading of the Rambam is that the Rambam does not believe in sorcery at all. However, many, many others argue on the Rambam, and they argue sharply so, that there is quite a bit of sorcery out there. And, you know, that the Rambam, who is often blamed or, you know, credited with what some people like to call rational Judaism or whatever you want to call it, you know, was a product of the time and society in which he lived. You know, the Vilna Gaon had issues with certain things the Rambam held because of this, and the Vilna Gaon famously said in the Rambam that, you know, the Rambam praised Aristotle very highly, and the Vilna Gaon was not nearly as enamored by Aristotle, and he basically said the Rambam, because of, you know, he was studied philosophy extensively and so on, so therefore he you know, was inclined to those kinds of world viewpoints. But many, many others argue. So we're not
Chassid Shalom. The Maisa we're talking about here is like, if you believe that a sorcerer can, let's say, convert lead into gold, so by touching it with this, quote, magic wand, that's the Maisa that converted the lead into the gold. That's the sorcery, and that's the Maisa for which you're chayv either Misa, if it's Kishuv, or Malkus, if it's just a Chuzas Einayim.
Right.
But normally, if there's no Kishuv, then you're not doing a Maisa. You're not doing a Maisa the Tosser.
Okay. And yet, I mean, seemingly, though, there is a question of Malkus over here that we have to deal with, right? Which we'll have to deal with, that even the mere creating of an illusion seems to be a Chiyuv Malkus. We'll have to deal with that as we move along. Okay. I just want to point out,
tell me something. How do you define create an illusion? What does that mean, create an illusion? If I put on a $500 Brooks Brothers suit and a new pair of shoes, and I walk down the street, I'm creating an illusion that I'm a very wealthy man.
You're right. Okay.
I buy a car that I cannot afford, and I haven't paid for, as a matter of fact. And I drive around in a Rolls Royce that costs $350,000. I'm creating an illusion that I'm. Is that kishuv?
So the Rambam says, as he defined it before, that illusion means that you are creating the appearance of doing something which is beyond possibility. In other words, it's beyond the normal things of possibility, and you are creating the appearance that it was done. So if indeed driving around in a Rolls Royce is something that is impossible for you, so that maybe you have that question. But it's more the idea of doing something which seems impossible, which, you know, let's just say the bread and butter of people who do magic shows, that's what they do. That is where the problem would come up. We'll see as we move along. I also do have one objection to your point that you're not doing a Maisa, meaning you're not doing a Maisa of Kishuv. But that being the case, so then why does the Smag and the Agos Maimonides say that the reason why, that if there's Malkus, it's only according to the Manda Omar, Lav She Eimer Maisa gets Malkus. In other words, my question is thus, that if indeed an illusionist is creating an illusion for something that's impossible, making it appear as if he did something impossible, like turning a rope into a snake, or turning, you know, lead into gold, or straw into gold, for that matter. So, so he certainly engaged in an action to create that illusion. You're just saying there was no action of sorcery or of magic or anything like that. That's true. But if the Malkus is on the creating of the illusion, and the issue is there's no Maisa involved, it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa, there's certainly a Maisa in creating that illusion. If the Isra is creating the illusion, he certainly did an action to create that illusion. So it kind of brings the question back, and I'm not going
to. The illusion has to be something that's perceived as being impossible.
Correct.
I think that's the only. So.
Yeah.
Anybody who sees a magic show knows it's not impossible because it just saw it happen.
Okay. So fair enough. We will deal with that as we move along. You know, that the way the Rambam portrays it is that, you know, he basically establishes it as people who are more gullible will think that it's real, is the way he establishes the problem over here. So you're saying that today's
people day, who are that gullible have bigger problems than this.
Maybe. Okay. Let's see. We move on. Says the Kesef Mishnah. I'm going to skip over the whole top. We'll just get to the crux over here so we can try to get through as much as possible. Venerally, says the Kesef Mishnah. Anyone who is he's doing an act in order to create this illusion. This is the Rambam says that it looks like he did it, but he didn't actually do it. It doesn't mean to say he didn't do a maisa at all. This was your point, doctor, that the thing that it looks like he didn't actually do. It looks that way. But he certainly is engaging in some sort of activity to the point that he is grabbing their eyes, so to speak, to make it appear that way. And since there's an action, therefore he should get Malkus twice. The tervayu is now obeyed because both of these prohibitions apply. It's included in both. So the Kesef Mishnah gives us a little more clarity over here as to what's going on. He says that, of course, as this is, and he's mamash making the point that Dr. Jacobs made, that you, of course, are doing something to create this illusion. When the Rambam says you didn't do a maisa, he means you didn't actually do what it looks like you did. You did not actually turn that rope into a snake. You did not actually turn the straw into gold. Okay? And in fact, there are two different laven that apply over here. There's mechashev and ma'inim. Mechashev, you're not chayv malchus because it is included, excuse me, it's included because it's a lav shnitin la'azharas mises bezin. Mechashev has a death penalty on it, but and even though it's included, you can't be chayv misa. Of course, this brings back the question, l'chayra, and he's not answering this question right now, but l'chayra monavshach. If it's included in mechashev, why is he not chayv skila for doing it? And if you'll take because he didn't actually do it, so then why is it included in mechashev at all? If mechashev is defined as actually doing it, for a certain actually used black magic or sorcery to actually change the rope into a snake or to change the straw into gold, so then why is he not chayv? And conversely, if not actually doing black magic, but is making it look that way, is not chayv misa for mechashev because he didn't actually do it. Why is it included in the lav in the first place? That he doesn't answer. Okay, but this is what the Kesef Mishnah says. Okay, and that brings us to the Ma'arik. Ma'arik was a later Rishon, Rev Yosef Cologne, and he also addresses these problems. And he says, "Vasher hiksha yedidi." And this that my good friend asked in the words of Rabbeinu Moshe, very good out of the Avodah Zarah, V'chukis HaGoyim, Shemet Chilo Kosov, initially he writes, that one who grabs the eyes, he creates an illusion, U'medame b'fnei Arayim, and he makes it appear before those who are watching, She'aisa Maisa Timoin, that he's doing an act of amazement, V'hu lo'aisa shu like against Malkus. That he gets Makas Mardus. So which one is it? So he says, he says there's a difference between someone who makes it look like he's doing an amazing thing, like the case of the Gemara talks about the Shakal Safsira, you have a guy over there who took a sword of some sort, the Gazia Lagamle, and he sliced the camel in half. Then Nokash Bitavla, and then he banged on a platter, the cum, and the camel stood back up. Sounds like the classic saw the person in half trick. The Karile Hasam Oichizainayim, over there it's called one who is Oichizainayim, Shazehu Maisa Timoin, Lahamas Lahachiais. This is an act of stunning amazement to kill and then bring back to life. Bahavi bichlal loisai nenu, and that's including loisai nenu, but like yalov, and he gets malchus. Shari oisam aisa. He didn't act al yodin echosim oinaim, through which there's an illusion. And through that act, he gets malchus. That's an action. He went ahead and he sold the camel in half, or at least that's what it looked like. So he did something to give that appearance. And therefore, he's high malchus. Okay, jumping ahead a little bit. But one is like Zainayim, and he makes the appearance of doing something which he did not actually do. He makes it look like he went somewhere, and he didn't actually go. Or he makes it look like he planted cucumbers, he didn't actually plant them. Where he says these are, it's not amazing to go somewhere or to plant cucumbers. Okay? The thing is, I didn't actually do it. I just made it look like I did it. Okay? Umar eladivrei sheker. It's not anything of amazement. It's just fake. Umar heyoisa al yedei achizas einayim. And he does it through some sort of illusion. But zelo yechmir tzarekol kach lil koisei alav. On this, the Torah was not so stringent to give him malchus. Now, basically what he's saying is as follows. And this goes back again to what Dr. Jacobs asked. What's called an illusion? Right? If I dress up in a fancy suit and make myself look like a millionaire when in fact I'm broke, you know, and is that included? So he says one creates the illusion of having done something that was not actually done. Okay, I don't think putting on a suit and making myself look like a millionaire is included in what he says. But if you make it look like, I don't know exactly what he means, that I went somewhere when I didn't. I don't know what that means. I photoshopped a picture to make it look like I was in Florida when I wasn't. I'm not sure what he means. Or he says you make it look like you planted a field of cucumbers and you didn't. So it's somehow, you know, you give the appearance of a field being planted with cucumbers, and in fact it's not. But it's nothing amazing. I didn't kill and then resurrect an animal. I just planted a field of cucumbers. There's nothing remarkable about planting a field of cucumbers, except that I didn't actually do it. It just looks like I did it. Okay? The problem, again, with the Ma'arik is he doesn't fully resolve the steer over here. Because he's quoting two Rambams over here. The first Rambam he's quoting is, he did a Ma'asei Timoyin, he gets Malchus. That's fine. That's Moinim. Then he says, the Rambam includes it in Mechashiv. The Ma'arik is not answering, okay, why that's included in Mechashiv, whereas the first thing in Moinim is not included in Mechashiv, it's included in Moinim. That he's not explaining. He's just saying there are two categories. And he's saying that what's included in Mechashiv is where you make it look like you did something which you didn't actually do at all, nor is it anything particularly amazing. That's included in Mechashiv, and there's no Malchus. But again, if it's not Chai Malchus, why is it included in the Lav? And if it's included in the Lav, why is it not Chai Malchus? Or at the very least, why is it not, or even more, should be Chai Skila? That he's not explaining. So still, you know, it's very not clear. What is emerging over here are distinctions within different types of creations of illusions. That is what's emerging, despite the lack of clarity in the Rambam. Now, we're going to move on to Achrayim. And here we have a discussion in the Tshuvas Ramah. Good morning, Avi. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, we have over here a Tshuvas Ramah. The Ramah says like this. The Ramah, he quotes over here Marshal. It's worthwhile to know that the Ramah and the Marshal were, I believe, cousins. They lived at the same time in the same city, and they did not always see eye to eye on halachic matters, but they were contemporaries and, of course, had the greatest amount of respect for each other. And here we have a Ramah responding to a Marshal. Okay, and the Ramah quotes the Marshal. The Marshal was apparently responding to a question from one Rev Moshe Landau. And the Marshal said as follows, Ki tamtis daitai, sheyesh chilek ben achizas einayim, sheloy aidei kishuv, la'achizas einayim bekishuv. There are two kinds of illusions. There's an illusion that is created not through kishuv, and there's an illusion that's created through kishuv. Okay, and this may well be what the Ma'arik is referring to, but let's see. Okay, the Marshal says, the Marshal says, I don't understand what you're talking about. This Ramesh Landau, you're neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet. to reveal to him the secret of these actions. That every type of illusion is through kishuf, and just that if he doesn't actually do an action, he just performs sorcery without actually doing anything, he's potter. Who says? And this is why both the smag and the goz mayonis, as we saw before, they explain, that's from Mises Bezdin. You see that a regular achiz zainayim is in fact kishuf, the hot masis and stomach, tani perak dalamises, hoichiz zainayim, vichule, is included in kishuf. Gamash a silver mar lechalik, de agos maimini smag cholkin on Rambam. This that you wanted to say, that in fact the goes maimini and the smag argue on the Rambam, loizu aderech, loizu ear, this is not true. Kikvar noidash a smag, who said kule al pi Rambam, the smag is predicated on the Rambam, uberoiv mekaimais, who kematik mamish, and in most places he's just copying verbatim the words of the Rambam, ve'enoi choylik olav, and he does not argue on him, zulas mokum shibali, a taisus choylik olav, except in spots where taisus argue on the Rambam, and then he may go with the bali taisus. Ubiladom enoi meirim yodai viragloi negdai, and without taisus backing him up, he does not raise a hand or a foot. He is paraphrasing the pasuk by when Pari appointed Yosef as viceroy. Also, the language used by Goz Maimonides does not seem to me at all if he's arguing on the Rambam. So let's just get over here straight. We had two solutions to the steer in the Rambam. One is that there's a Chiyav Malkus, but there's no Misa. That's the simplest approach. And then we have the approach offered by this Maharam Landau, who the Marshal is responding to, and it's echoed by the Ma'arik, and we'll see in a minute the Ramel is going to invoke the Ma'arik, that there's a difference between doing an action and not doing an action, that doing an action is Chayiv Malkus, and not doing an action is not Chayiv Malkus. But the simplest answer given by the Goz Maimonides is that if you do an action, then you're Chayiv Malkus, and if you don't do an action, then you're not Chayiv Malkus. That is the Marshal. Comes the Ramon, he says, V'zoiz asher hishavti al devar ve'ela. This is what I answered. I've already spoken at length to distinguish between different types of illusions discussed in the Rishonim. He says, I don't have to answer that. We have a rule. And in the new Agos Maimoni that was edited by the Maram Padua, v'chein b'sefer beis Yosef, simikuf ein tes, shakol echad cholak b'zu, they make this distinction, because of the tre achiz zinayim, and they all write, there are two kinds of achiz zinayim. U'ma she'malas k'vot herose, kosef she'hel, adayta b'biurov, v'isi yosef nadvorim, v'enem nirin klal, achim min shlishi v'achiz zinayim. There's a third type, neger ha'talmidim, she'enem mavchinim bein toiv l'ra, v'enem yoydin l'var ho'emez v'na sheker. And that is some sort of illusion that is displayed in front of Talmidim who are not able to distinguish between good and bad, and they don't know how to distinguish the truth from the falsehood. Not clear what he means over here, but it sounds like he may be referring to an actual standard class of illusion. I don't know. What we would call today an illusion. This is how you say that the smag does not argue in the Rambam. Because Shasmag Yachlik was a Rambam, the Ma'arik already writes that he does argue on the Rambam. Okay, so the plot thickens as far as what Pshat in the Rambam is. Are there different types of Achiz Zainayim or not? The Marshal seems to say no. There's one category and that's it. And it's a question of Yichayev Malkus, but not Misa. And the Ma'arik, the Ramah, others seem to say there are different kinds of Achiz Zainayim. The Ramah sounds like he's saying there are three categories of achizus enayim. There's one where you do an action and you make it look like you did something and you didn't. There's a second category where you actually didn't do anything, you just created an illusion through kishuf. And then there's some sort of third category, which is not so clear exactly what he means over here in this third category. Which brings us to the Bach. Okay, and this Bach is going to be extremely important because the Bach is going to lay it out very clearly, this idea of creating illusions that have no basis in any sort of magic or sorcery whatsoever. Okay? He brings down the Marshal. I'm going to skip over it. But let's see the Bach's opinion. There are two types of illusions. One is not done through sorcery at all. It's done through deceits and devices. That's included in the lama loisoi nenu. So says the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, v'zeh l'shoinai, v'loshe chachomim, mo'oinen elu echzeh ha'inayim, v'loshe chachomim of mo'oinen, these are people who are echzeh ha'inayim, v'hu min godol min ha'dachbula, v'chur elu kalus ha'tenua, v'yadat shedadam el anoshim, sh'yasa en yonim en ha'mitas bohem, k'moy sh'nir ha'isam, yasu tamid, yikhu chevel, v'yasimu ha'isam b'knaf b'gdeyem, v'yaitziu nochosh, v'yashlich tabas v'avir, So the Rambam seems to be saying to the Bach that included in Lo Yisoinenu is creating illusions. He says they use lightness of movement and other devices to make ropes into snakes and to pull rings out of people's mouths and so on. He makes it look like he did some amazing act. There's no doubt that he did something to the point where he tricked them. It seems to them like they have. He gets Malkus for that. That is category number one. Haminasheni, category two, is one who grabs the eyes through kishuf. It looks like he did something, but he didn't actually do anything. Is a field full of cucumbers, umarilonu aide kishuf, kiilu nilkitu, and through kishuf he makes it look like they were all picked. But they're all still there. And through some sort of sorcery, he makes it appear they're all gone. And this is included in the lava mechashev. I want to point out, I'm not familiar with this really, but I'm told that one of the most famous magicians of modern times, David Copperfield, supposedly has made buildings disappear, so I am told. Okay? And there are those who postulate that he is, in fact, using sorcery. Now, I am not commenting true, not true, whatever, but it does line up with this idea of making something that's there look like it's not there anymore. You know, I'm just making that point. The Gemara talks about this, of giving the appearance of a field of cucumbers. Why cucumbers are so popular, you know, in the field of magic, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly why you can't use watermelons or pumpkins. I'm not sure, but it seems to be cucumbers. Noteworthy to point out that when the Gemara talks about
it, it's only because they hadn't invented red balls.
Is that right? So in other words, today you would say a field of red balls?
Yeah.
Okay. It's notable to point out that when the Gemara talks about a person who lost a limb and can no longer engage in any profession and is left with, you know, a minimum wage type profession, the Gemara calls him a Shomer Kishuim, one who watches cucumbers. So again, for some reason, fields of cucumbers are much more popular. In any event, because of Harav, they ain't liking Alav, there's no Malkus, the Avavisha Shehishraboy Mishun Lav, the Machashev, or Mishun Lav, the Loisay Nainu, the Hainu Taima Shereil Alachizay Nain, Shehishrulov, ain't by Maisa, there's no act, the Almaisa Kishuv Shehosa, Jochazay Nain, Nami ain't like it, I. But he did an act of kishuv. He can't get malchus for that. The kibun the belav the mechashev loy huzer the einish misa. He didn't because the lav mechashev he wasn't warned from einish misa. Umalchus elam came to oisa maisa kishuvim because he can only get misa and malchus if he doesn't act. He don't enjoys al sodem melech kishuvim shenekru mamish that they're actually pulled out. The avoyu kulam magnachar and they all come to a place. The kamli also maisa kishuvim. He didn't actually perform and accomplish anything. So here he says, Dr. Jacob, is the point you made. He says that a mechashev only gets misa or even malchus if he actually accomplished something. Okay, so I'm sorry. He's not making. Let me backtrack. He's not making your distinction. One who creates an illusion through kishuv but didn't actually do anything, he is oiver in the law of mechashev. But he is not going to get Misa or Malkus because of the Lav Mechashev, because he didn't actually do anything. He just made it look like. he can't get a malchus because of it. And he can't get a malchus because of loisainin either. The kivin al maisa is a huzrul of gamish mechashev, because since in this case is a mechashev as well. Imke nichlal but maisa is a shnei lavin. You have two lavin here. Lav the amoinin and lav the mechashev. You have two lavin here, amoinin and mechashev. The afligav the enechayv miso malchus kivshen ois the maisa kishavim. Even though he can't get miso or malchus because of mechashev, because he didn't actually accomplish anything. He just used sorcery to create an illusion. There's still a lav shlo lechashev. Hash the lav zed the ma'inin who nitin lahazharas mises bezin the mechashev the ain leken alav klal af mishum ma'inin. So let me just give a synopsis of what the Bach is doing. The Bach just took care of everything. He lined everything up beautifully, and here's what he does. Okay, he's saying as follows. There's two categories of achizas enayim. One is a classic illusion. A classic illusion is included in Loisoinenu, and that's Chayv Malchus. Finished. There's a second class of illusion where one uses outright sorcery to create an illusion. So he's using sorcery to create an illusion, but nothing actually happened. So he says, in such a case, it's included in both Mechashev and Ma'inin. However, there's no punishment for any of it because he's not Chayv for Mechashev, because Mechashev is only Chayv Misa or Malchus. If he actually accomplished something, had he actually caused the cucumbers to be picked through Kishuf, he'd be chayiv, because he actually accomplished. But because he didn't actually accomplish anything, he's not chayiv anything. He should be chayiv because of ma'inin. Ma'inin includes illusions. And says the Bach, ma'inin includes illusions of the ma'inin type as well. I'm sorry, of the Kishuf type as well. Okay? He says you can't be chayiv for ma'inin, because since the sorcery type of achizas einayim is included in the lav of Kishuv. The lav of Kishuv is a lav hanitin lazoras mises bezdin. Therefore, he can't be chayiv for ma'inin either. So it's fascinating that if he would do the cheaper kind of achizas einayim, the less severe, the one that's only included in ma'inin, he gets punished more severely than if he engages in sorcery to create the illusion, and he's worse off in terms of how many averis he did, but he's off the hook as far as bezdin, because it's a lav hanitin lazharas mises bezdin in the context of mechashev. Very, very, he lines it up very nicely, and everything works out, even though it sounds counterintuitive. Okay, and then he concludes, and there the time of Shal Rambam, what's the reason? Who made the light non the potter al achizas enayim? Because we did not say that he's potter for illusions el gabi mechashev, like we saw in the Gemara that you're potter by mechashev. He says that kishuf is like Shabbos, that you have a category of Patr Abalasar. Miklal, the Shayach in Zainayim, Shaloyoy de Kishuf, Loike, Vizeo, the Bebrice, the Pligi, Batanoi, the Moinin, Loi, Taniba, the Patr of Zainayim, the Hanushim, the Bryce, the Ariba, the Zainayim, Shaloyoy de Kishuf, the Loike, the Divre, Ha Koil. Okay? The Bryce says, Yechayev Malchus is talking about Moinin, where you actually did an illusion. So according to the Bach, it would come out that one who creates a classic illusion, what we call today an illusionist, has problems. He can't do that. Okay, we're not done yet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Oichiz Zainayim, also Oyedei Sefer Yitzira, Motor Afilas is Maisa. That we saw. You're allowed to do things Oyedei Sefer Yitzira, but you cannot do things of Achiz Zainayim. Says the Shach, I am Bach Shekosav Veshem Arambam, the Gam Achiz Zainayim She'ena Oyedei Kishuf, Rak Oyedei Mare V'Tachbulois, Al-Yidei Kalos HaTenua B'Yad Oser. So the Shach seems to go like the Bach, that even illusions are a problem. Chidvar of Mevur B'Divrei HaMagia, the Maimon Hilchos HaVez Gechovin, Perkei Av Ein Sham, V'Chein Kalos HaVetshuvis, Harav Simen Samach Zayin Ein Sham. So the Shach seems to paskin that creating illusions is Oser. Okay, the Taz on that Halacha says, Ulanias died near the Rambam, Sirle the Yesh Malchus, the Lav Zen, Avisha Ain by Maisa, Kivishala Ene Haroim, Nechshav Shaisa Maisa, Avisha Behemes and Yoisa. The Taz says that it seems to me that you're Chayav Malchus, even if he didn't actually do anything, because it looks like he did something. So here also, he seems to be going like the Bach, that just the fact that he made it look like he did something is enough to make him Chayav Malchus. He continues and he says, that's only if it seems people that he did something, timohin, that the act itself that it looks like he did is something of amazement. Which is, in other words, what it looks like he did is impossible to do. Okay, like again, the classic case, sawing someone in half. You know, and then the person jumps up. That's impossible. The al ken cause of the mechashev she oichid es haynayim umedame she also meise the hoya roy gamken lil kaiselov mitam she amarnu ela she potter kibuzu bechlau mechashev v'nidim lazaras mrs. Bezdin. However, he's potter because it's included mechashev and it's alav v'nidim lazaras mrs. Bezdin. The achiluk she b'neim the oichid es haynayim haynu demedame she oise meise timoin hu bechalav dem oinim aval oichid es haynayim demechashev. That the case of Mechashev is where it seems that through this person something was done and Shnekra Kishuin should be saw there Shu Muska Bigamarli and Zet will nidmilohem shu atmaikron. But not that it does not seem that he himself is uprooting them, is pulling them out. Zoin Mechalmoin and Elbichlal Mechashev. So he makes a distinction over here and he says that if it looks like he's doing something that's impossible, that's included in Ma'inim. Okay? But, you know what? I saw this before and I'm seeing it again. And to be honest, I'm not quite sure what distinction he's drawing over here. He says, if he doesn't act looks impossible, so that's included in Ma'inim. But he says, I'll just read it again. And maybe we'll get clarity reading it again. It makes it look that through this person, he makes it look like an act was done that these cucumbers were picked. But it does not appear to them that he himself picked them. In this case, there's no Malkus. Okay, I'm really not sure exactly what distinction he is drawing between the case of the cucumbers and the case of the Moine and the Mechashev. I'm really not clear exactly what it is he's pointing out over here. So I'm going to leave the Taz now for now on the side, and we will move along.
Okay? Maybe it has to do with the fact that whether there was an actual action that happened. Right, that they disappeared or like they were uprooted, as opposed to some sort of just, the other thing, Monin would be when there isn't an action that happens, that it looks like, you know, you pull a fast one over someone. I don't know. Seemingly was a focus on whether there was an action, a mice had done to the thing.
An action or not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe we can clarify with what he says over here in the middle, which I skipped. Maybe I shouldn't have. But when he talks about Achiz Zenaim, he says, V'dugma l'davar matzinu perak ha'poyal and l'inin chasima b'koyal. It's halacha in the Gemara. There's an isser of loisachsim shor b'disha. You can't muzzle an ox while it's threshing. And he says, the Gemara says, if he verbally did it, in other words, he let's say scare the animal off from eating through verbal cues, the like of Pishayim by Maisim, Mikamokim, Kimish Ayede Koil Shaloi, Nimshach, Shehailochas Abhema, Vidosha Bulayachila, goes through his voice, it's threshing and not eating. There is an action, Al Pishayim by MS, Ainba Adam Atzma Maisa, but he himself didn't do anything. Mahachanami, Dichvasei, the Rambam, Kimish Ainibri Adamu Maisa, since it looks to people like he did something, like it gets Malkus. That's a big jump, because over there by the cow, it's actually doing something. Whereas over here, nothing actually happened. They just think it happened. Okay? But that could be the point you're making over here, that it looks to people like something happened, which didn't actually happen. Whereas whereas in this case of Kishuv, he says that if it looks like he did something, that's included in Mo'inin. It's Maybe what he's saying is, on the contrary, in the case of the cucumbers, they actually got picked. Just, it looked like they got picked on their own, whereas he actually picked them. I don't know. I'm really not sure exactly what he's doing over here. I don't know. I mean, there is a huge chiddush over there, a gigantic chiddush. That the fact that people think something happened, that's called a ma'aseh, which is a gigantic chiddush to me. It's just an absolutely huge chiddush to say that. And it's a huge jump from the case of chasima, where the animal actually is doing an action. I don't know. The crux of our discussion boils down, and we're short on time as always, but I want to show you Chochmas Adam. Chochmas Adam is probably the most famous source for banning any sort of illusions. And he says, what's a ma'inin? This is one who grabs the eyes. And this is some type of device that's attached to lightness and movement. He's quoting over here the whole Rambam. Okay, I'm going to skip over it, but I wanted to get to this point. He learns, like we said before in the Bach, that creating an illusion is problematic. Okay, that these barchanim who do these kinds of things at weddings, they grow in taschenspieler, they're called pocket players, or something to that effect. Ivrim belav the oiraisa, the hamitzvah la'asayis, the hamitzvah la'asayis, and the one who asks them to do it, oivrim mishum livnei iver. Vilachem yishab yadu limchoyz, sarach limchoyz. Therefore, one who has the ability to protest should do so. V'chol shekhen should also listakel, v'l'raisam. Certainly, you can't watch them. Avalim hu goyshoyze, if it's a non-Jew doing it, nearly the mutter lirais, you're allowed to watch. So the Chochmas Adam does not mince words that these kinds of things are forbidden. And he says, having any sort of magician at a wedding or other event is forbidden. He says, if it's a guy, could be you're allowed to watch him do it, but it doesn't sound like that he holds that you are actually allowed to hire him. However, comes along the Reb Moshe Feinstein. And Reb Moshe Feinstein says like this, okay, again, we're short on time, just going to try to go through quickly the main points over here. Abel Kadmaininon, he brings down the Shach, those who are Machmir, and so on, against magic shows. And he says, Abel Kadmaininon Bazeh, Shikos of Shem Maharam, Milandau, Mashma Tarvayu, Shiloi Bederech Tivi, Aidua. It sounds like both categories discussed in the Marashal are unnatural. Vamuvan Lodom is Sikhla Yelav Derech Shlemuvan, Shiloi Bederech Tivi, Aidua, Vamuvan Lodom is Sikhla Yelav Derech Shlemuvan. That neither of these categories are through natural causes, just that one of them would be through a natural effect that you're not understanding. No, neither of them is natural. One of them is not done through sorcery. And they say that it's some natural thing, just not understood. Hamshochas koyach hamagnet shemoishach v'nimshach shu inyan tivi b'loy muvin taimoy. Okay, the same thing, a magnet works, that it attracts things to it, even, and it's natural, even if it's not understood how it works. Now today, scientists will give you a full explanation of how magnets work, but the bottom line is, it does something that seems to be impossible. You know, you go back a few hundred years, magnets worked; they just didn't know how they work. Shelchein shayach mashehikshem arshal ma'aram. He's not a Navi, okay, that was revealed in how these things work, because, says the Marshal, is through Kishuf. So Reb Moshe is saying like this, we're not talking about illusions. We're talking about two categories. One category, both of them are unnatural things. Meaning one of them is through straight up sorcery, and the other one is through something that's natural but not understood by people. We don't understand how it works, and he's utilizing these natural forces, and he says that's the second category. And the Marshal says that, what are you talking about? Any achizinaim is through kishuf. Who gave you the right to say there's a second category of utilizing natural but not understood forces? They're not natural and they're not understood. So The second category is through words and actions of Alma, but are not connected to Kishma. Koponim, Zagam is Marshal Verma Betshuva, Shachiz Zainayim, Humaisa Bilti Movin La Inchi, Shirak Ze Osir, if it's not understood at all, that's what's Osir, Vieshna Zade Kishuv, Vieshna Zade Kishuv, it could be using a natural phenomenon, but one that's not understood. Okay, then he brings on the Bach, Viraka Bach Hinish Beteirutsoi, She'echemem Hu Bederech Tivi Mamish, She'ishu Ze Kal Hatnu Ma'oid, etc. Okay, so he brings down the Bach is the one who's mechadish that it's classic illusion, which if you want, if can be explained how he does it, and he says Mikamokim Asher Tayer Belav V'Chayev Belav Gamalkas Gecholav V'Chisnaim Hasheni Nasa Dekishuv Shehu Milav the Mechash V'Shenitin Lazvev Mizbezin V'Lachem Potter. Okay, he says he continues as far as answering the Rambam. Certainly, it's better to say like the Bach. You can ask the kashas of the Marashal. I'm going to jump over this and get to Rav Moshe's bottom line because we're out of time over here. Okay? So he says like this. He gets finally to the case of the Batchanim, modern day illusionists. He says, I'll just get up over here a little bit. Avol shayich rak vodun lahatun lebatchanim sh'oizen yoni achiz hainayim al chasen es ba'oifen sh'yedua meforsim shehu mitzad kalos atnu uchidoyme. He says that it's permissible for the Batchanim to do these tricks if it's well known they're doing it through sleight of hand. Shehu maisa tivi v'leishayach l'kshofim, it's totally natural and not connected to kishuf at all. L'chochmas adam amashma sh'oiz v'gam ba'oifen zeh mishum svaras habach. Chachmas Odom says it's also because of the Bach, Shekhtaz Mashma Shehiskim Lagam Hashach, and it sounds like the Shach maybe is masked with him as well. Avshahu Nistam Imelam Imashkos Avishkenu B'chumas Arafdu El. Okay? I'm not getting involved in that. Ramosha has some issues with how the Shach interprets the Ramah. Vizel Yeshayach Lesro Lahabad Chonim Rakim Yoimru Shaisin Ze Be'eze Lechoshim. He says it would only be fully usher for the Batchanim if they do it with some sort of incantation. Some of the chassidim at the time where there was a batchanim and is asking with dvarim ke'elu, they weren't busy with these things at all. He says, therefore, I'm only saying this as far as learning, not aloch l'maisa, af shaloi mistapakno maloch, even though I have no suffix in the aloch. It's interesting, I guess, in Ramosha's days, whenever he wrote this, these magic shows that we see all over the place today, even in Jewish communities, are very common, in camps and you know, on vacation spots and so on, he says he hasn't seen them. V'im hoyabal l'maisa ha'yisim mishtamatna, he says, I would avoid it. If they covered Rabbi Yisrael while Yisrael. V'im loy hoya efshar l'yishtamet, if I cannot avoid it, ha'yisim mayer de b'derech tivi, yadua m'forsim shu derech tivi, shem mutter will be permitted. And this tshuva of Rav Moshe is what people are samech on, as far as I understand, to do these kinds of shows today, because they are quite common in the Jewish communities. They're done all over the place in camps with, in camps of people who are machmir halacha and so on and so forth. And yet you see these in Pesach programs and summer programs and camps, et cetera, et cetera. It's very common. There are people who are busy pulling red balls out of people's ears and whatnot. Not anyone on the shir or anything like that. But it's clear from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe says it's mutter. And it seems like he's a little hesitant to come out and say it because of those who are machmir, but he himself holds it's mutter. It's certainly the case where you know how it's being done. Okay? And I'm aware that, and I am told, it's been a lot of years since I went to camp, but I'm told that today, usually when they have these magic shows at camps, if it's, when they're on top of the situation with halacha, they will usually tell the magician that he has to make an announcement that I am doing this through sleight of hand. There's no magic whatsoever involved. And so very often, Jewish magicians will very often show how they did one of their tricks just to display that it's all natural, no artificial ingredients or magic ingredients are involved in this magic show in order to make it clear that it's just sleight of hand and nothing more than that to avoid the shiloh. All right, that is the
story. Even a guy like Copperfield, everybody knows... Everybody knows that the building did not really disappear. Everybody.
Okay. I've never seen it happen, so I can't comment.
That's why it's called Oches Dinayim. That means he grabs your eyes, which means distraction. You look over there, Well, I take this off the table over here.
It's interesting you make that point, because it's clear, according to everyone, that there is a type of achiz zainayim which is done through sorcery. So achiz zainayim, I would disagree with the way you define it. It does not mean distraction. It seems to mean that I am putting something in front of your eyes that you think is true when it's not. So achiz zainayim is more correctly defined as illusion than distraction.
See, if that were true, it would be a problem with every mektachtos. I'm selling you this item. I'm putting it right in front of your eyes. What you don't realize is that this chain is hollow. It's not solid gold.
Well, as you saw before, it's only forbidden if it's making the appearance of something that's impossible to do. That's what's included. So if I sell you, a car and there's no engine inside, so that's not impossible. There's just no engine. You know, the fact that outside it looks like a car, that doesn't mean anything. That's
but
not,
if it works without an engine, that's kishuv.
Well, maybe. All right. Yashikayach, everyone. Have a good tevach.
Thank you.
Take care. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.